on more than just car insurance.
Time is 7 after the hour. The Doug Steffen Good Day program back on the air for another day. It seems like only yesterday. Oh, it was yesterday. When we were here glorifying the world with incumbency and desire and even lust for new ideas. That's what the Good Day program is all about. You can check us out. We're streaming live video at gooddayshow.com, thanks to the work of Clay Kohut, who's also following WikiLeaks and Julian Assange and that sort of... I'm going to say something that may, to some, sound extraordinarily self-serving, and it's not meant to be.
Okay.
Some people hear, when you do a caveat like that, Jennifer, there's a bracket around it, and I'm putting a bracket around my statement.
Okay. Can you do it with your fingers, too?
I can do it. I'm going to use my finger, whichever one it is.
Yeah, people do quotes with their fingers sometimes.
Right, I do that, yeah, like that. How's that? You can see me. I just did the quote thing.
There we go.
The extraordinary reality of this radio program and what it stands for with people who listen to it of all ages. One of the very interesting things about this radio program is that folks who listen to it in what we describe mostly as middle America, and that doesn't mean if you're not in New York or Washington or Miami or wherever that you can't benefit. As a matter of fact, we're about to be expanded on the station in Washington, where we were before. It's a CBS station, and because Michael Smirkonish is going to focus his emphasis on another time of the day, he is a CBS product. They've chosen to put this program on the station in Washington. And we've been on some, but now we'll be on in our entirety. And I'm thinking about these things as they're changing. Because stations are taking the program in place of Dr. Laura, who's going away at the end of the month. People are looking at the Good Day Weekend program, which will serve nicely to fill the slot being vacated by Dean Adell, who's going away. And I'm thinking about, especially with Dean, who is the dean, he's been around longer in terms of syndicated across the country radio. He's the number one guy on the seniority list. When Bruce Williams retired, he became number one. Been on doing Monday through Friday stuff since the 1970s in terms of national presence, late 1970s. The most senior person there. And then the next person on the list is Rush Limbaugh, excuse me, who started doing his program in August of 1988. I started doing this program in October of 1988, and so I'm number two now on the seniority list in terms of how long the program has been on the air. I'm a little older in terms of age than Rush by a few years, and have been on the radio a little longer than he has, but in terms of a syndicated product, that's the story. And so as I think about it, I sort of awaken to how things are changing, what is important about radio and what is important about what we do here. It is not... This is not cliffhanger stuff. There's nobody getting hurt here. We're not, as they say many times, brain surgery. But it is about relationships. And as I'm looking at some of the email that follows things that I say or that we all think and what is discussed here, or things that are about the people who are on this program with me, and it becomes extraordinarily clear to me that we, Jennifer, have a really strong, almost powerful bond with a lot of people who listen to this program because we represent, we collectively, this is not me saying we, like, you know how that drives me nuts, to have the Pope say we. It's not we, it's me, I. So if I'm speaking for me, which I am right now, but I'm speaking about us collectively, Jennifer and Rich and Maria Bailey, who's on this program later on in the show, and Roberta Fasinelli, who's here, been with me for a long time, later on in the program, and Clay now as a newcomer. What we have created here, and I haven't done it, but we have done it, an extraordinary bond with a lot of people. And the very interesting thing about this is that a lot of the people who run radio stations, I have never been one who fit into a corporate culture. I have been a maverick. That's saying it nicely.
I'm a maverick.
Rich, yeah, right. Rich will tell you that it's deeper and more, it's more involved, maybe, or even invasive than that. But I think about the success that a guy like Glenn Beck has, and the reason that he's in some ways more successful than Limbaugh, more successful than Sean, and then, I mean, you can take any number of good local hosts. Marconi's a pretty good host who has tried to do national stuff, but he seems to be better received sort of in the Eastern Corridor, Philadelphia, Washington, and sort of like that. So, anyway, I'm not talking in generalities. I'm being very specific. The reason that the focus has been clear on somebody like Beck is because he was able to work in a corporate environment and now has created his own structure so the corporate people sort of need him. He was smarter than I was. And this isn't about, yesterday or the day before, I was talking about the good years of doing this program in terms of economics. I think the good years in terms of what we're producing as a product did not necessarily go hand in hand with the years where there was money being made.
Right.
It was just a factor of my own quirkiness, not really wanting to. I mean, you can do anything you want to. I didn't want to work in a big corporate environment. I wanted to work on my own, sort of by myself, and I have done that. And to a certain extent, it has now proven to be, it depends on how you measure it. Was it the right choice or the wrong choice? It probably was the right choice in that I wouldn't have lasted in the corporate environment. They wouldn't have stayed with me because they wouldn't have really given me the time that it took to do what we have accomplished here. Nor would they have listened if I had to go to somebody and say, can I please do this? You know, some guy would have scratched his butt and said, well, we'll think about it. And so I offer this information to you. I was thinking about Marty Green yesterday being on in this hour. What a wonderful human being he is and how he represented so many of the people that I reached out to early on in doing this program, had a personal relationship with then and still do now. And they kind of heard what was going on in the program. And even though the program's a whole heck of a lot different now than it was then, it still had a place in that we are related. There is a relationship that comes from a discussion of things that are not necessarily on the front page of everybody's newspaper. It's easy to talk about. Now, do we once in a while or with, you know, some aplomb, do we attack some of that stuff or approach some of those issues? Sure. WikiLeaks is an extraordinarily compelling look at the human condition. Julian Assange, good guy or bad guy. Brian, what's his name? Manning? What's his first name? Bradley Manning. Good guy or bad guy. New York Times, good guys or bad guys because they publish this stuff. NBC, good guys or bad guys because it goes on. Whatever. There's a great drama unfolding here. And people pick sides. And one of the things about me is that you can't tell what side I'm going to be on. And that's what people tell me is the interesting, one of the compelling parts about this program is that it's not predictable. But maybe if you knew me well enough, you'd know that I'd be more on the side, not of Assange. I'm not on his side. I don't care about him necessarily. What I care about is you and us surviving as an entity called the United States of America. And I don't think you do that if you are full of this protection racket that's gone on. The WikiLeaks people who have now disseminated all kinds of information, mostly about the puffery of pundits and leaders, political leaders. So the older, more established people, Jennifer, are upset about this because it rocks their boat.
Mm-hmm.
It upsets the status quo. It changes the reality of what you know. But under the circumstances, it's laughable. Secrets. Here's a secret from WikiLeaks and the U.S. government. The U.S. and Canada are going to remain friends. That's one of the documents published by WikiLeaks that was leaked because it was top secret.
That's a relief.
Boy, I'm glad to know that the Canadian government is going to be our friend.
I never would have known that had it not been for WikiLeaks, right?
Right.
Now, there are other things in this, all this stuff that are not necessarily good. Depends on your point of view. If you're being hacked and slashed, probably not. But what I'm, the point I'm trying to make is that those of you or us who have been around for a while may have one point of view, and those of you who are taking a fresh look at government and the things that it's about and don't like it are happy these things are going on. And I think that's what we're having, an awakening in America, and it is a good thing. All right? And the latest from WikiLeaks, by the way, is that Queen Elizabeth II is putting her underwear up for auction.
Really?
Yeah.
I want some royal poo-hoos.
That's it, right? Exactly. We're gonna expose the Queen's underwear to the world, and then that'll mean that Julian Assange should be shot at dawn, 17 after the hour. And good day.
Tired of replacing expensive inkjet printer cartridges? Maybe it's time to replace the printer. Switch to Kodak and stop overpaying for inkjet printer ink. Because Kodak only uses fairly priced ink, you save money without having to print less. Get $70 off a new Kodak ESP 7250 printer through December 11th at Office Max. Print and prosper with Kodak.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
The holidays are no doubt fun, but exhausting. The grind of it all can leave us focused on everyone but ourselves. Make your well-being a priority this holiday season and put Nature's Youth at the top of your Christmas list. Nature's Youth creates natural supplements that enhance your ability to defy aging, empowering you to feel younger, healthier, happier, and more fulfilled. What better time to feel more fulfilled than the holidays? And how convenient that most of their more than 100 products fit perfectly in a stocking. Like a box of Nature's Youth RSF, the all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And guess what? Place any order, anything between now and January 1st, get $5 off that order and get a free bottle of Pro GHR spray. I mean, it is the holidays. Take advantage of the special holiday savings. $5 off any order, plus a free bottle of Pro GHR spray between now and January 1st. Call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923. Or log on to naturesyouth.com.
And now for the bonus round. Old wives have tails. What do old husbands have?
Back pain.
Correct.
Oh, yeah.
If a tree falls in the forest...
A souffle rises in the city.
Correct. What's the newest way Netflix delivers movies?
Oh, instantly through Wii.
Correct! Netflix now delivers unlimited TV episodes and movies instantly to your TV through your Wii console. All for only $8 a month.
See terms of use.
800-510-8255 is the way to connect. Let's find out whether you think the WikiLeaks thing is good or bad. Basic bottom line stuff. I think our poll today. Didn't we decide, Clay, we were going to do a poll on the sum and substance of this stuff?
Yes.
Yes. There he is, affirming our positive action here on Good Day. It's 21 past the hour. Hello.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Is a snollygoster. Terry?
C. Sleazy politicians.
You sound a little like Goldie Hawn. Anybody ever tell you that before?
I have had comments on my voice before.
Are you a flirt? We could be considered flirting right now just because we're having a pleasant conversation.
I'm an honest flirt.
I'd like to have that defined for me. What's
an
the difference
between... An honest flirt is someone who flirts but lets you know you ain't going nowhere.
Aha!
Get your hand off my butt.
Are you listening? In the lake, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away.
A lot of juicy gossip about Donny Osmond and his sister Marie. If you were following some of the gossip sheets, what was it, about a month ago, Jennifer? It was at least in print that Donnie was taking advantage of his sister by keeping more of the money instead of them splitting it 50-50, their Las Vegas takings.
Uh-huh.
He was keeping more of it. And
that doesn't sound like Donnie.
No, it didn't sound like Donnie at all. You want to hear what Donnie sounds like?
Yes.
Here's Donnie.
How did you morph into the sex goddess that you are today?
Oh, thank you very much. You're looking at her, but you're me, right?
I mean her, because, you know, we always talk about Miley and all of these young girls and how they then become like hot girls. When did that happen to you?
I didn't know it did. I have hot flashes. Is that what you're talking about?
You look great. I'm surrounded by estrogen. I didn't even shave today.
Surrounded.
We're going to blow it for you just sitting here.
Now you are together on Broadway doing it, and you have the clips in your show. How nice is it to be reunited?
I can't take it.
I'm coming over there if you do that again.
Donnie and Marie on The View.
I need a breath after that. That's a lot going on.
You know what? I'm getting... I turn on every day just to see what outfit Elizabeth's wearing. There's something about her that has now gotten me very interested in what goes on that show. And I'm just about... By the time that comes on,
I'm almost done with most of my basic radio stuff,
right.
So I can have a distraction for a little while.
It's your transition.
It is kind of. It's, in a way, a transition from one part of the day to the other.
They do find some good stories to talk about, though, that not everybody has.
So right. It isn't turning into be. I mean, you know where Elizabeth is, but she's become much more moderate in terms of her political stuff, and she's maturing. She's becoming, I think, not in a sense when I say maturing, she's like grown up on the program.
Right.
And
well,
you
she's
see
just
that?
My age. I
is
mean,
she?
Yeah.
I think she's very attractive. I think she's very sexy and compelling almost. And it's interesting how they're more now deferring to her. For the first few years, they sort of put her off. Okay, here she is there over there. She's the kooky
she was like the
conservative.
Token.
Right. She was the token blonde bimbo in a sense. And she's developed into a lot of things that she and Barbara do together, sort of as handoffs. And, you know, Whoopi is usually considered when Barbara's not there, Whoopi sort of takes charge.
Right, she's
and
the leader.
And you watch, she's the leader mm-hmm. as she moves it from one segment to another, et cetera, et cetera. But more of that has been going to Elizabeth. And Joy doesn't like doing it, apparently. And what's her name, Sherry Smith?
Sherry Shepherd.
Shepherd. She's not good at it. And so I think they found something there that is pretty compelling. And you know what, the information about what's new in television, there's a show that's going on to sort of, I think, compete with it, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm. The
so
Talk.
Imitation. Yeah, is that on the Oprah channel? Isn't Oprah trying to do
well,
that?
Well, there's one that's launched a couple.
Oh, the CBS thing.
Yeah, the CBS thing.
What
which
a waste
launched
of time.
A few months ago,
yeah. Complete waste of time. They don't have the chemistry. It's all about chemistry. It's like you and me, Jennifer. It's all about the chemistry.
We got it, baby.
Speaking of chemistry, Montel Williams here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Montel Williams, and this is Living Well. Today I want to talk to you about exercise, that thing that we all know we should do, but don't do enough of. Maybe it's because we don't have the time, or maybe it's because we think we don't have the money to join a gym. Well, I'm here to tell you that both of those excuses are bogus. You definitely don't need to join a gym to get healthy, and you can incorporate exercise into even the busiest schedule. Start with simple things, like replacing an elevator ride with a stair climb. Not only will this help tone your lower body, it will also get your heart rate going and improve your cardiovascular fitness. The next time you're watching TV, don't just sit on the couch or in a chair. Try doing jumping jacks or push-ups. And if that's too rigorous, here's another trick. Get an exercise ball and make that your new seat. You might not realize it, but by sitting on the ball with your spine aligned, you're actually engaging your stomach. Those ab muscles have to work extra hard to keep you balanced. That's just a few exercise tips to help you live well. I'm Montel Williams.
Hi, I'm Montel Williams. Are you facing an unexpected car repair bill, a medical emergency, or you just need cash until payday? Well, you may not have that money today, but you can have it in about 24 hours. Go to MontelMoneyMutual.com and get up to $1,000 cash in your checking account by tomorrow. Just be 18 or older and have a regular income of at least $800 a month. So forget about overdraft charges, bounce checks, and late fees. For short-term cash when you need it fast, go to MontelMoneyMutual.com or call 1-800-532-CASH.
Tired of replacing expensive inkjet printer cartridges? Maybe it's time to replace the printer. Switch to Kodak and stop overpaying for inkjet printer ink. Because Kodak only uses fairly priced ink, you save money without having to print less. Get $70 off a new Kodak ESP7250 printer through December 11th at Office Max. Print and prosper with Kodak.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's drying123.com, drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about the delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. I've told you for years that eFoods Direct has the best storable food on the planet. Now it's that time of year again, and their holiday special is here. They have two holiday price packs for you to put into your reserves for a secure future or to share with others. The first is a six-month bulk supply in 10 cans. And the second is a five-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals, including delicious bakery items shipped in heavy tote bags. Now, for a limited time, when you order two or more of these special holiday packs, you'll get free shipping on your entire order. Call now, 800-409-5633, or visit them at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
December 9th, 1999. Record companies declare nothing's for free.
Napster hijacked our music without asking. Our catalog of music simply became available for free downloads on the Napster system.
The Recording Industry Association of America filed suit against Napster, claiming the company violated federal copyright laws. Napster provided software to its users, allowing them to share music files with each other online. Some artists supported Napster, while others, like Metallica, became vocal opponents of file sharing.
We should decide what happens to our music, not a company which has never invested a penny in our music or had anything to do with its creation.
Napster representatives claimed that people have been taping music off the radio for years, and they were providing a similar service.
Consumers have the ability to share music on a non-commercial basis.
After 2 years in court, Napster reached a compromise by charging membership fees. And that's yesterday's news for December 9th.
What is the Free to Be You and Me? Remember that book for children? Anybody remember that beside me? I read that to Megan all the time. Free to
What
be
was
you,
it called?
Marlo Thomas, Free to Be You and Me.
Oh.
And that's really what we are about. Before Richie came onto the scene last half hour, I was talking about how neat it is to be free and independent. And I used it to play into, I had a couple of different messages in it, actually. A thank you message was included in it. Hopefully you got that. But the
sandwiched in between WikiLeaks and
Canada. Yeah, well, but it
Canada.
Sort of led into it's one of the things that people apparently like about me and all of us here talking together is that we take sharp right and left hand turns from time to time, but we're careful enough not to do it where there's a lot of traffic. You see, there's a difference. It's not dangerous. It's interesting, but it's not dangerous to take sharp left and right-hand turns when you're in heavy traffic. It's, matter of fact, it's pretty inconsiderate.
Sometimes we hit a wall.
Yeah, sometimes we do. That's very true, Richie. It happens from time to time.
Then make a U-turn.
Yeah.
Back up.
Back up.
Take drive over
up.
Something.
Yeah, that's it. Get a flat tire.
Move forward again.
You never
rolling,
back
rolling,
up on
rolling.
Those bikes, Rich.
So I went from WikiLeaks to the Queen's underwear, Richie. I know you
that's
missed
a
that.
Great segue. I'm sorry I missed that.
Yeah. What kind of chonies do you think she wears?
Well, here's what the, whether it's, I find pictures of them to be rather unsexy, but a man in Florida who apparently got a hold of a pair of her underwear, Queen Elizabeth II, somehow or other, gave this guy, or he got, and he's had these for 40 years, by the way. He's had her underwear for 40 years. They are referred to in the British press as the Royal Bloomers. And they somehow, this guy, Baron Joseph Debicki Dobriani, is some kind of playboy.
Not to be gross, but they're clean, right?
Well, I would hope. Okay. Oh, I know. Here's what happens. He got them from a friend after they left. They were left on a plane, a private plane the Queen was on. She changed her underwear before she visited Chile. In 1968.
Or maybe afterwards. I have to do that when I visit Chile every once in a while.
So
I usually have to do it after I eat Chile.
That's what I mean, on the way home.
Their value has been estimated by the people trying to sell it at $9,000. One of the pieces of royal memorabilia being set up in an auction.
How do we know they're really her underwear, though?
I don't know.
Does she have, like, her name embroidered in the back or something?
I think that's fine. I think it's all a leap of faith, frankly. Although, there is, in the picture I saw of it, the royal seal. Apparently, these underwear are made for her, and the way you can tell is they have the royal seal, including the crown and the letter E.
Made for her. Why does she have to have underwear made for her?
Because she's the queen.
So what?
She's the queen.
You think she's going to go buy a package of Fruit of the Looms?
Why not?
Do they have Fruit of the Looms for women?
They have Hanes. Yeah, there's packages of underwear for women.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever bought any?
When I was younger.
You did? Is that like going to Payless for your shoes?
No, I mean, it's like, you know, you're just your average old underwear. You can buy them in a package of three at Target or Walmart.
Can you?
Mm-hmm.
Can anybody?
Anybody.
Anybody can buy them.
But see, then I went a little fancy, so now I buy them in different spots.
Did you have, like, J on them?
Yes, I do. I actually have a lot of underwear with writing on them.
Do you? Magic marker?
I make my own with puffy paint.
Very nice. Yeah, that's right. There's a fashion success story. Speaking of that, Jessica Simpson.
Yes.
Things are going well for her. She's newly engaged, right, Jennifer? She's newly engaged. I think she's very attractive. I like her.
I like her.
Yeah, I do too. She's real.
She's on the cover of this month's WWD.
What's that?
Oh, I've seen that magazine, and I don't get it.
Well, it's supposedly a new fashion magazine for celebrities.
It's strange.
The Jessica Simpson Collection is what she's touting.
I have
the headline reads, Fashion's billion-dollar baby. Apparently, this collection of underwear and other...
She has great shoes. Oh, yeah.
It's a whole clothing line.
Yeah.
And apparently is one of the most successful fashion lines, Richie, of all time.
Women's Wear Daily.
It's Women's Wear Daily. Maybe the first one to ever earn $1 billion. This woman's going to make $1 billion out of selling clothing with her name on it.
And her perfume. Don't forget
because
that. I actually
girl
wear it.
Next door.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what people like. I'm with her and I'm with them. She is the girl next door and I like her. I've always liked her. When everybody else is trying to put her down, she's wholesome looking. I think she's honest. She has, you know, a lot can be, there's a lot to looking at people and checking, like Assange. You want to look and see somebody who's disturbed. Now, this is not about whether he's guilty of anything or not. It's just the guy is not kooky. He's, and people say he's deranged. I don't know that he's deranged, but you can certainly, if you're an observer, one of the great things that I've learned over this many years of doing this sort of thing, talking to a lot of people, is you can kind of figure him out. I don't know which came first, my success in being able to figure out people or just, you know, the combination of talking to all these people that it allow me to learn more, but I will tell you that Assange, if nothing else, is a strange dude. Not necessarily dangerous. He's dangerous to himself because he is so different that he makes people uncomfortable. And, hello, to wit, look at all the people who are uncomfortable because of what he's done. He is a loner to the nth degree, and you can tell that by looking at him as well. So, now, back to Jessica Simpson and what you can tell about looking at her. It's not genius. It just is what it is. She is what she seems to be. That's, you get sometimes these people, Brooke Shields, another one. She is what she seems to be.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas you look at these other people who try so hard, the Kardashians come to mind, and you look at them and watch their body language, everything is about them. But when you get to Jessica Simpson, it isn't all about Jessica Simpson. And you look at some of these other people, I think Meryl Streep is another example of someone who is popular, and you can tell by looking at her or watching her, it is not all about her. And I don't know how, I mean, you could probably find lots of different people. Give me five people's names and tell me what they're about. Jessica Simpson, I've given you my thing. How about Jennifer Lopez? Jennifer Lopez, pretty much what you see is what you get.
There's a little more diva there.
Hispanic women, and there's no prejudice in this whatsoever. Hispanic, Richie probably certainly can tell you more about this because he's married to a Hispanic and Hispanic. There's a coochie coo kind of a thing. I don't know how else to describe it. There's a thing in their body language that is extraordinarily direct. Hispanic women in their body language are very direct. I think that sometimes takes people back. There were a lot of rumors about Jennifer Lopez being difficult to deal with as the deal was put together for her to be a judge on American Idol. In fact, I don't think she wasn't difficult. She was direct.
Right.
And men see directness in women as being difficult.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you are described. If you are like Maria Bailey, most men would describe Maria Bailey as difficult. Roberta would be described as difficult.
Yeah. And then some.
By the way, Richie.
Yeah.
Salma Hayek is an illegal.
Yeah, but we decided we're going to let her stay because she's hot.
Yeah, that works for me.
She admitted that because she was living as an illegal here as a student, she might have been in trouble, so she changed her name. She was from New Orleans, apparently, and then moved to L.A. to study acting. And by the way, this is a translation of an article that's in a Spanish magazine called V, or the Spanish edition of V. She said, I was here, and then apparently, when contacted by some of the tabloid TV shows, her rep confirmed that her immigration status was illegal, but it was remedied. The matter cleared up. She went to Mexico to somehow or other, I don't know, when you go to Mexico to fix immigration status, how does that work? Don't you have to fix it here?
Is she even from Mexico?
Yeah, I think she's Mexican, I believe.
Oh.
You think she is?
Yeah.
I thought she was.
I thought she was something else, too.
No.
Yeah.
She's from Mexico.
Now, what about Jennifer Lopez, speaking of her, and Ricky Martin? They came here illegally, apparently, too, and fixed their status early on. It's not like they just have fixed their status. They fixed it early on. So do we have a problem with them? No. As long as they went through everything and did all of the stuff that's necessary to be legal.
As long as you're paying fair share now.
Right. Yeah. You don't beat a dead horse. You go after the people who are here. And by the way, I think a lot of people who are here would just soon do it the right way. What I'm finding interesting, the DREAM Act is the reason I'm bringing this up now is because the DREAM Act is before Congress. The DREAM Act is a way for certain politicians to try to force the illegal immigration status to change in favor of those who are here illegally. And that is, it would make it, okay, if you're here and you came against your will because your parents brought you to this country, then you can be a legal citizen because your parents brought you here and they didn't ask you. You were told you had to come to America with your parents. So when they came illegally, you became, through no fault of your own, an illegal.
Oh.
So we don't give status to your parents, but we give status to you. And there are apparently about 1.8 million of those wandering around. So that's with the DREAM Act. That's somewhere around 2 million, I'm told. It would change the status of about 2 million people who are here illegally. But they didn't come as a choice. They came because they had to, because their mommy and their daddy dragged them over the border kicking and screaming. I want to stay in Mexico. I want to stay in Mexico.
Can you do that again?
Do you know that right now I'm having to go through the process of having my son removed from the English as a second language program?
Really?
Because we filled out on his paperwork when he entered kindergarten that he could speak Spanish.
If he can speak it, he can't take the course.
No. They have the English as a second language program for kids who, it's predominantly for kids who, where English is not their first language, and maybe they need...
Is he going to have to stop taking the classes?
No, nothing will change. I mean, why are they making you change the records?
So they feel comfortable?
You know what? Because I don't want him to have to take any different classes because of it.
He would have to take it? They make you take English as a second language?
They have an instructor come in and pull certain kids out of the class to take them to work with them specifically during reading or during language part of the class, even though all the class stays together all day long.
Yeah.
During the reading portion or during the language portion or whatever, they come and grab these two or three kids out where English is their second language, and they work more in a more focused fashion with them. He does not get pulled out because English is his first language, even though he is an ESL student.
What does ESL mean?
English is a second language.
Thank you, dear.
So
thank you.
I'm talking to his teacher, and I'm like, I don't want his education changed in any way whatsoever because he is labeled as an ESL student. Not that there's anything different that would be, but he doesn't need what these other kids are having to go through.
Mm-hmm.
So I am in the process of pulling him out of it. But it's just because, they on the forum it says, does your child speak another language? Yes.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Now they automatically deemed him as English as a second language. I'm like, it's not a second language.
It's first.
It's what it is, Richie, is it's the cookie cutter mentality. Everybody's going to fit
into a box.
I
think it is, and the
exactly
teacher,
what it is.
The teacher assures me that this isn't, but mine is if you can get every kid you get in ESL, bing, extra check
money
at the end of the year.
That's right. More money from the federal government.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Wonderful. You figured it out. Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Clay Cohut, and Doug Stefanon, good day at 12 before the hour.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do only dogs hear dog whistles?
You could enjoy multi-car safety feature and good driver discounts when you switch to GEICO. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
This week, wrap up your holiday shopping with great holiday savings at True Value. Get a powerful halogen work light 500 watt for just $14.88 and save over 40%. Or pick up our triple toolbox set. Get three toolboxes for the price of one, only $12.97. Available at participating stores while supplies last. But you better wrap it up soon. Sale ends Saturday. True Value. Start right, start here for the holidays.
At USAA, we believe what customers say about their auto insurance says everything about an insurance company. And USAA members have a lot to say. Jesse writes this on USAA.com. We just save $1,200 a year with USAA. While Justin writes, Dear USAA, thank you for being completely awesome, with an exclamation point. How does it feel to have auto insurance you describe as awesome with an exclamation point? Switch to USAA auto insurance and find out. Drivers who do save $450 a year on average. Our commitment to serve the financial needs of our military, veterans, and their families is without equal. If you or someone in your family has honorably served, switch to USAA Insurance today. Call 1-800-227-USAA or visit usaa.com/car. Insurance provided by United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas. Membership eligibility restrictions apply. Savings based on 2010 countrywide survey of new customers who switched. Not applicable in Massachusetts.
Everyone saves at Macy's More the Merrier sale. 20 to 60% savings store-wide, plus an extra 20 or 15% off when you use your Macy's card or pass. Cashmere sweaters for her, buy more, save more. Men's cashmere sweaters, buy one, get one free. Coats for her, 40% off. Espresso makers, 40% off. Shop early till 11 p.m., now through Sunday at Macy's. Plus, get free shipping at Macy's.com with a $99 purchase. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabyte, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendabyte is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendabyte continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendabyte. To get your Extendabyte, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HeartDrop.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Uses.
Now, 53 minutes after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. We were talking, just joining us, about some new cover girls, some of the stories. Sometimes a cover girl, there are two different ways of defining cover girl. One of them would be someone who works for the company that has the makeup line called Cover Girl, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
Such would be the explanation of Taylor Swift's new involvement, because she's the new spokesperson for Cover Girl's Nature Lux line. She will be running in ads starting next month. She apparently is filming them now. And this is a good gig for somebody like that. They usually pay them a couple of $1 million. We're spending a couple of days doing commercials. Not a bad deal. You take the work if you can get it, Richie. I don't know if Richie would make a good Cover Girl Nature Lux line spokesperson, but... Anyway, we can get him to do it for
Houtnall
or Night's Game. We can do that. Maybe a couple of million. You must be owed a couple of million by now, Jennifer, if that's the case.
That's right.
Yeah. And then the cover girl, we were talking about Jessica Simpson as the cover girl for the Women's Wear Daily newspaper because of her clothing line. That's a different kind of cover girl, if you will. There's somebody who's on the cover, like that girl who was deformed by her father. You know, that's, remember that story from last summer?
Yeah.
The Afghan woman that was chopped up by her father. She was punished for running away from her violent husband by her father. And interestingly enough, her father has been arrested by the government because of this. Whether it would never probably happened after, you know, all this attention, though. Hard for them to ignore it. They're trying to convince the rest of the world that they're coming about the business of being, civilized would be the term, right? So now she's living in Los Angeles, had plastic surgery. Somebody paid for a prosthetic nose, and she's okay. And her father's under arrest. So maybe there is some justice someplace. So different meaning, a different emphasis or different application of the term cover girl. Now, with the technology in the forefront, talking about what they did with that young woman's nose, they really fixed up her face. Technology is a wonderful thing. This is a different kind of technology. With Alex Goldfein every day, we kind of look around the world of ordinary technology that most people either understand or are involved with. Do you know how to protect yourself from having your entire web browsing history being sold off? As much as they say, no, that's not happening. Yes, it is. But Alex tells you how to fix that problem. Our technology tailor up next on Good Day.
And now for the bonus round. If one is triangle and two is square, what is three?
I want to say deviled ham.
Correct.
Yes.
If beauty's in the eye of the beholder, where is brains?
On the phone with the plumber.
Correct. What does Netflix now deliver instantly through Wii?
Ooh, unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Netflix now delivers unlimited TV episodes and movies instantly to your TV through your Wii console, all for only $8 a month.
See terms of use.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
More internet privacy news this week as Microsoft announced it's adding a feature called tracking protection to its upcoming version of the Internet Explorer web browser due out next year. The New York Times reports that the feature would allow you to create lists of websites that you do not want to share information with, while allowing other legitimate sites, like retailers and social media websites, to access your info. The Wall Street Journal has been reporting for many months now the ability of websites to obtain your entire browsing history from your web browser. The information is then sold to advertisers so they can target extremely specific ads to you based on your internet profile. The thing is, most people don't even know that this happens or that it's possible, so they don't know to take steps to protect themselves. Now, the current versions of the Safari and Firefox web browsers allow you to turn on private browsing where history is simply not collected by your browser. That is what you want. I'm Alex Goldfein.
Excuse me? Like to sample a Luden's throat drop?
Luden's reminds me of being a kid, running through the neighborhood pretending to be a superhero, saving the universe from evil. I'd come home with a scratchy throat and Mom would give me a Luden's.
That's such a nice story.
Wait, there's so much more.
Great.
For everyday throat irritation, Luden's Wild Cherry Drops. The great taste and soothing relief you never forget. Luden's. It still works wonders.
Would you be interested to know the status of George Bush's memoirs?
Mm-hmm.
The British bookstores have put... I saw this story in The Guardian. They've put... You know, George Bush has released his memoir, did last month, and it's selling well around our country, around the world. The British, maybe there's a sense of humor over there. They put it in the crime section of the bookstores.
Nice.
Nice. People never quit.
Oh, my God. 59 past the hour on Good Day.